Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
Good evening, everybody. And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are going to be with you all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. So please don't adjust your dials.
No.
Our voices are going to be stuck in your head for a little while. Anyway, ladies and gents, just a quick announcement. TTON has to take a very short break. We don't know how long we're going to be away for. But if you still want to hear our lovely voices, Adeline is available on other shows. What are you still doing?
Southall, 11 a.m. every Saturday.
Right. And you will be hearing me in the daytime very shortly. I will be helping out with the Enterprise team for a little while. More details will be posted on our Facebook page. And of course, that's it for a little while. But that's all we're going to do.
But we'll be back,
of course,
before
you know it. Now, in the meantime, we have a guest this evening. His name is
Josh Ting.
Not Ting.
You think about Melissa Ting?
Yeah, she's not here, is she? This is a guy that founded the Next Academy. He wants to empower people to pursue careers in technology and marketing. His expertise and interest is in web development and artificial intelligence.
Interesting.
Yeah, dangerous.
I know he's a self-taught
programmer.
Yeah. Coding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are a lot of people doing that nowadays.
Why?
Right? Money, I'd imagine.
Really?
And quality of life. Being able to work from home, doing what you want to do.
Yeah, but you'll be hogging behind a desk entire day.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't understand coders, seriously.
Well,
just play around with codes, numbers. I'm like, come on.
Well, he's coming in a bit. You can pick his brains about that. You can say, I don't understand coders. And he can explain, right?
You got to explain to me.
Right. We have a giveaway. 016-201-9000.
Yes, that's right. So we're giving away a BFM goodie bag. All you have to do is just answer the simple question I'll be asking after the break, so be sure to stay tuned.
And if you missed any part of this podcast, any part of this show, in fact, you can download the podcast over at bfm.my or download the app at Google Play or in the App Store.
Yeah, if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. Or if you want to contact Richard and myself directly, you can actually follow us on Instagram, Adeline CSK and Richard Bradbury. Is it Richard Bradbury or
it
Mr.
is.
Rich?
It's Richard Bradbury. Somebody else has got Mr. Rich on Instagram.
Oh, you mean Snapchat? I'm just joking.
Yeah.
So we're on Instagram as well as Twitter. And
yeah, you can find us there. Anyway, we need to take a short break. We'll be right back with Josh Ting and Adeline Chung in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined by
Josh.
Josh what?
Josh Ting.
See, it's Josh Ting.
Right.
Not Josh Tung.
I was having some fun earlier on. All right. Right. So as we introduce you, Josh, you know, we talked about how you're the founder of Next Academy.
Right.
And Adeline was quite blunt in the fact that she said, I don't understand coders.
Yeah. Right?
Or why they do what they do. So I think that question, you should probably explain
educate
to her.
Me.
Yeah, educate her.
Like, why do we do what we do?
Mm.
I think it's the need to solve problems that really drives us. So like whenever we see problems and we feel like, oh, we can use software to automate it, like that excites us. Our job, I think, primarily is to just make things work a lot more efficient and on top of that, just make things that were not possible in the past possible.
Mm-hmm. I know you were never a coder and you were looking for a coder to help in your business. So you couldn't find one and that's when you became... you become a coder yourself.
Yep.
Right? How was it? I mean, like, was it difficult?
Yeah. So I wanted to start a tech startup back then, and I realized that there is very little good coders around, and a lot of the good ones, they are busy, right? And so I decided, how hard could it be to learn how to code? And it turned out to be extremely difficult.
It's a new language, my friend.
Yeah.
Multiple languages, in fact.
Right, yeah. And the way you think is just like completely different.
Right.
It was difficult, but, you know, I think it's like everything new, right? Whenever you learn something new, it's just difficult.
Did you take up a course or self-taught?
Well, I was I was trying to self-teach myself for the longest time, 2 years. I was able to build something after that, something simple, but I felt like I wasn't that great at it. And that was when I enrolled into a programming school.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where was the programming school?
It was in out of Silicon Valley.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you didn't just shop around. You went right to the top. I'm going to go to Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Right.
So I studied there in the US, and I came back to Malaysia, and I thought, you know, if I want to be in tech, you know, I want to work in the Bay Area for a little while, get some experience there,
yeah,
you know, before I come back again. Yeah.
Is it a different culture there, Josh? Is it like people imagine the Bay culture to be?
I find the people there very interesting. Everyone in tech is very... Well, I guess we just click very well, mm-hmm, just because everyone loves to talk about technology and what we can do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. I think when we come back, so we're going to take a short break, we'll move into, you can talk to us a little bit about the Next Academy and what it does and what you're trying to achieve with it, because it's quite a big thing, right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. What are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, earlier on I mentioned we're giving away BFM goodie bag.
You got it wrong,
didn't
you?
It's not. It's Wednesday. So we're giving away 2 single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now the question is, what is the name of the coding school that Josh founded? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us what is left to win. Any questions for Josh tonight or Richard or myself, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We shall be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
In the studio with...
Josh Ting.
He is the founder of Next Academy. The idea was to empower people to pursue careers in technology and marketing. His expertise is in and interest in web development and artificial intelligence, apparently.
AI, wow.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So then, Josh, tell me about, very briefly, about Next Academy, where the idea came from and what actually happens at the academy.
Right. So Next Academy is a school for people of all walks of life who are interested in coding, digital marketing, who wants to work as a software engineer, digital marketer, or even tech entrepreneur. How the idea came about, I think, you know, we started very accidentally. I was running a software company, an enterprise software company before that, and Cheryl, the founding CEO of Magic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She came back to Malaysia. She messaged me and said, you know, one of the big tasks that we want to do is to build up the talent in Malaysia. So she approached me and I said, yeah, I'll be interested to talk about it. I wasn't keen to run a programming school because I had my startup going on. But, you know, after much discussion, you know, I felt like it's a huge problem. Let's do something about it.
Right.
So we found someone to actually do it. I wasn't supposed to do it, but that person built.
Right.
Yeah, a week before the program started. So
a week before.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
Yep. Yeah. That was pretty much how we got started. But after the first batch graduated, that was when I really fell in love with what Next Academy was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang on. So you're the CEO, obviously.
Yeah.
Were you actually teaching as well?
I was at the start.
So you've gone from programming and learning yourself to actually teaching it. So you've gone from like programming into education as well.
Yep. Never thought I would be in education,
right.
But
that's a big shift.
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
How has that adjusted your mindset?
What, shifting from being a programmer to being an educator?
Balancing both, yeah. Excuse for interrupting, but
right.
When you're learning yourself, you know, you're kind of teaching yourself in a particular way. Did you then pass on the way that you did that to your students, or did you have like a program in mind?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what I feel is great for beginners is to have someone who really went through the entire process of self-teaching themselves.
Right.
Because they know the right questions.
Right.
That, you know, that would commonly be asked by beginners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I suspect you've probably been through some of the frustrations and you've spent some time learning something only to get to the end of it and gone, well, actually, I didn't really need to do that.
Yep.
You know, and perhaps it wasn't as useful as some of the other routes.
Yeah, I mean, as a beginner, you ask a lot of stupid questions.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, like completely am able to just understand what the students are going through.
Right.
As they're learning.
So how many students do you have now?
We've graduated 450 coders and about 100 digital marketers.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So are they working for you now, or are they working in other companies?
So there's a huge number of people to work for us. I guess right now, I would say 70% of them are working in a startup, as well as big companies, and 30% of them are trying to start something on their own.
Mm. Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. And how much of an interest do you have in what they do after they've left next?
Huge. I really want to see more success stories. So one of our graduates, you know, he started Wape Club. Wape Club is like, they sell vape juices.
Right.
They don't sell to Malaysians. They sell to the Middle East.
Yep, yep, yep.
But yeah, you know, like within the first year of starting up, they're doing over $2 million in revenue.
Wow.
Annual revenue. Yeah, so it's pretty incredible. You know, like we would love to see a lot of stories like that.
Okay. I mean, this is fascinating. And I did ask you outside the studio, how many of your students who come to you are people who have been in one line of work and then decided that maybe coding is perhaps something that they want to do, you know? And you said it was quite a high number, right?
Yeah, I would say a good 80% of people.
Staggering.
Yep.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just all because like there's a lot of hype around technology, especially the past couple of years.
Right.
Everyone wants to be a part of it. But partly because of where the future is headed as well.
Right.
Right.
I mean, we had the tech bubble before,
yep.
You know, and it burst, as did the banking business, that burst.
Yeah.
You know, are we headed towards, I don't want to predict that, you know, a bad future, but I mean, we're looking towards stuff like AI now in the future, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that seems to be where the tech world is headed, albeit tentatively in some places, in other places it's pretty full on.
Yeah.
You know, AI and VR seem to be the big up and coming things, right? Have you got people working on those? Are you offering, you know, courses in any of that kind of stuff?
We are seriously looking into artificial intelligence, just because we think it's the future. But the challenge with that is who's going to hire these guys who, you know, will study these things right now, in this region especially.
Right.
So I think that's one of the greatest challenge for us. Like if someone pays us and they aren't able to find a job where their interest is, then that would be a difficult situation to be in.
All right. So the applicants that come through the door then, you know, the majority of them want to do what? Web development or iOS development? Or what are we looking at, do you think?
A lot of people choose web development as one of their first courses.
Right. Is it the easiest? Well, not easiest, but more accessible than the others, perhaps?
I think the web is just a very open platform. That is why people choose, you know, web as opposed to, say, iOS.
Yeah.
iOS is, you know, limited to being an iOS developer, I suppose. But yeah, either choice is all right.
All right. Is this something, Adeline, you could see yourself doing in the future?
I am not sure.
Right.
Coding?
Coding, yeah.
You want to try?
I mean,
sure.
I mean, I have a good friend right now who's, I mentioned it to you outside.
Right.
Is in one of those places now where, you know, he's learning by himself and he's progressing very, very quickly. But he also has a mind where he never forgets anything, which is very useful for somebody in this kind of industry, you know, I'd imagine. But for somebody who is self-taught, though, right, essentially, how do you convince a potential employer without any kind of, you know, you don't really have a portfolio per se.
Right.
You know, how do you go to somebody and say, look, I can do this? You know, what's the process?
If I remember correctly, 60% of all web developers in the US do not have a degree in computer science or software engineering.
Right.
60%.
Yeah. And the big reason for that is that there are a lot of self-taught developers out there. And the beauty of being a developer is that, you know, if you can prove that you can do it.
Right.
Right. And that's the most important thing that employers are looking for.
Right.
So portfolio is a big deal. We get majority of our applicants, we never even look at applicants to work at Next Academy. We don't even look at their resumes or CVs. We just want to see what they have done, what they're capable of, and that's the most important thing to us.
Okay. Mm. We'll take a short break, but when we come back, maybe we can talk about some of the people who have gone on to graduate. You know, some of the bigger names, or other than, is it Vape Club.
Vape Club.
Other than Vape Club. Maybe you can talk us through some of the other ones, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay.
We have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away two single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now, the question is, what is the name of the coding school that Josh founded? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time of night.
I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm Rich Bradbury, and this is
Josh Tang.
He's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. A quick reminder, we have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. Here's what we're giving away.
We're giving away two single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now, the question is, what is the name of the coding school that Josh founded? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what deserve to win.
Okay, so we talked briefly about Vape Club My, who are 2 million, you say, in
within
revenue?
A year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Within your first year.
We are in the wrong business.
Not in RM, right?
Ringgit.
Yeah. We are in the wrong business, Adeline. You know, we should
You always say that, but we're still here.
That's true.
You say it in every interview.
Yes, anyway. Okay, so who else then, Josh, have kind of been through your doors and then moved on to do...
Successful entrepreneurs and
do good stuff.
We, in terms of employment, we had two graduates who went on to Amazon and Google.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting for us.
Did they have previous experience though with anything?
No.
Yeah,
they're fresh. Wow. Literally in their teens, late teens.
So
that was good.
I'm not jealous at all. Yeah. Okay, maybe a little bit, right?
Yeah, and when it comes to startups, we have a couple of companies that started out of Next Academy. Sushi Weed is one of them. So their idea is to connect micro-influencers with businesses that, you know, basically want the reach of these micro-influencers. They're doing pretty all right. You know, they raised a round. They went through DBS accelerator program. Haven't caught up with them as of late.
It's a big thing, this micro-influencers thing, right now.
Yeah, I suppose. There's a niche there.
There is a niche there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Next, there's some more.
The other company is Future Labs. I really like what those guys are doing. Essentially, they connect young, clueless people. Basically, pretty much 90% of all students in college and universities.
Right.
With mentors from the industry. So, like, if you wanted to speak to a Tesla engineer, you could. You know, you wanted to speak to someone who works in consulting, you can,
right?
So that's pretty cool.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so without any puns, what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
So Next Academy, we want to change how education works, especially for job roles in technology.
Right.
Whether as developer, as designer, I think university is a great place to learn about the world. You know, to socialize with friends and so on. But when we ask ourselves, if let's say you wanted to be a developer, what is the quickest, cheapest way to do that?
Mm.
I feel like a university degree may not necessarily be the best option.
3 or 4 years of God knows how many thousands of ringgit thrown down the toilet. I mean, okay, well, while we're talking about prices, are you comfortable in talking about prices?
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us how much a course is then.
Our coding classes are 11,800 ringgit.
Reasonable.
How long is that?
That's 10 weeks full time. Mm-hmm. Every single day, Monday to Friday.
Right.
Yep. And the program is designed for people who have zero to little knowledge in software development.
Okay.
And the objective of the program is for them to be good enough to be employed as a software engineer.
Right.
For our digital marketing program, we just launched something brand new today. It's a quantum degree. We call it a quantum degree, right? So the concept of a quantum degree is to learn in bite sizes, just enough for you to be employed to practice the art and the skill. So with digital marketing, right now we're pricing it at 2,800 ringgit. It's a blended learning, so like you get online. You consume knowledge online and you master the skill offline with our mentors.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And you've launched that just this week?
Literally today.
Something you're excited about?
Very excited, yeah.
Okay, and where can people find out information about this?
Can check out our website, nextacademy.com.
Okay. I'm very interested in this. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds so you.
I just wish I could get 9 weeks off work, 10 weeks off work,
I'm
or whatever.
I'm sure you can.
Are you sure?
Sabbatical?
I've already done that.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do another one.
Josh, we have to find out another way
unpaid
around
this. Unpaid leave.
Unpaid leave? Whoa, I never have a job by the time I come back. Hopefully I'll be at... Anyway, but no. This is genuinely something I'm interested in, you know. So me and you might have to have a quick chat after work.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. We have to this thing that we like to call Smarty Pants, Josh. You know how this works, right?
Kind of is like testing my general knowledge.
Correct. Right. 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you say skip. It sounds like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
How annoying is that, right? Okay, so I've just given you the rules. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes. No, you're not. You're just making it up. Right, your 3 minutes start now. According to the Bible, which part of Goliath's body did David cut off, the head or the legs?
The head.
Which 1950s singer starred in Song of the Open Road and Iceland, Nat King Cole or Sammy Kaye?
Never heard of that.
Good. Domingo Liotta, MD from Argentina, designed and developed the first artificial what, which was successfully implanted in a human in 1969, a heart or a kidney?
I would say kidney.
It's a heart. Damn. The 12 Pins or 12 Bends mountain range is in which country, America or Ireland?
Ireland.
Correct. Which city hosted the 1980 Summer Olympics, which were boycotted by over 60 nations, Moscow or Seoul?
I know this, Moscow.
It was. Which planet is named after the Roman god of war, Venus or Mars?
Wait, say that again?
Which planet is named after the Roman god of war, Venus or Mars?
Venus.
She's the goddess of love, my friend.
Oh.
Who backed Huey Piano Smith, the Clowns or the Belmonts?
No idea.
Okay, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are characters in which Shakespeare play, Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet?
Hamlet.
Correct. Which of the following is longer, the small intestine or the large intestine?
More intestine.
It is indeed, yes. In Greek mythology, how many heads does Cerberus, the dog who guards the entrance to Hades, usually have? 3 or 5?
I'm going to go with 3.
That's a good guess. What is the name of the poltergeist who haunts Hogwarts School in the Harry Potter series of novels? Moaning Myrtle or Peeves?
Peeves.
Yes. Who plays architect Doug Roberts in the 1974 film The Towering Inferno? Paul Newman or Steve McQueen?
Paul Newman.
It is. Which James Bond villain has the first name Auric? Is it Dr. No or Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
What a great name, Auric Goldfinger. Right, the airport with the code BWI can be found where? Baltimore or Boise?
Baltimore.
It is. According to the Bible, Jesus was baptized in which river, the River Jordan or the Tigris?
Jordan.
On which of these continents does asparagus originate? Australia or Asia?
Wow. Asia?
Yes. Columbia University is in which U.S. city? New York or Boston?
New York.
It is. In 2010, who became the first British golfer since 1994 to top the world rankings? Ian Poulter or Lee Westwood?
Lee Westwood.
Pepita and Telegraph are popular varieties of what? Cucumber or tomato?
What?
Pepita and Telegraph are popular varieties of what? Cucumbers or tomatoes?
Cucumber.
I apologize before I pronounce this. Taj Anzeiger is a daily newspaper published in which European country? Germany or Switzerland?
I was thinking India, but...
My pronunciation is not that bad. Come on. All right, final question.
Switzerland?
It is. The St. John's River is the longest river in which U.S. state? Alaska or Florida?
Florida.
Correct. Right, we are out of time. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well Josh did. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm Adeline Chung.
She is. This is...
Josh Dane.
He's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. A few more minutes. We've been asking you a question throughout the show. We're going to ask you one more time before we wrap up. It is:
tell us, what is the name of the coding school that Josh founded? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. tell us where they deserve to win.
What was that?
The bell wasn't working.
Oh, the bell wasn't working. What do they win if they got it right?
Oh, yeah, you can win 2 single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab.
Okay, so just before the break, Josh was taking part in Smarty Pants. Josh, how well do you think you did?
I guess pretty all right.
I think you did okay. So what we'll do, we'll go through some of the questions, excuse me, you got wrong first, and then tell you how well you did. Go on, Adeline.
All right, the first one. Which 1950s singer starred in Song of the Open Road and Iceland? It's Sammy K.
Okay.
Domingo Leota, MD from Argentina, designed and developed the first artificial what? It's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which planet is named after the Roman god of war? It's Mars. Who backed Huey Piano Smith? It's the clowns.
Okay, right. Let's have a little drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh scored 17 points.
Yay! Congratulations, Josh.
Yay.
Right. First and foremost, congratulations on the Next Academy. Yep. I know a lot of people are talking about it and saying how good it is. Secondly, thank you for coming on the show. Thirdly, good luck for everything that you've got coming up, because you're doing an awful lot soon.
It is.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Right.
Oh, is that the list that you have?
That's pretty much. Have you got any more?
No.
Do you understand?
You said everything.
Do you understand why coders do what they do now?
Yeah, now I understand.
You get it,
but
right?
You know, you need to learn more, and so I can learn from you as well and learn from Josh.
You don't listen to a word I say anyway, so what's the point in you trying to learn anything from me?
Who would want to listen to you?
Oh, listeners at home, thank you for that. Right, just a quick reminder, folks, we did say we have to take a short break. We don't know how long we're going to be away for. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Not because me and Richard argue a lot.
It is. No, it's not. Adeline, it will be going on to do Style File and the other
stuff.
Still doing Style File.
We have been doing it for ages.
Uh-huh. If you tune in on a afternoon as well, between 12 o'clock and something or other, I'll be on
my
Enterprise.
My God!
For yeah, right? They're taking me from the night and putting me in the day. What's going to happen?
Oh, have fault, man.
All right. Anyway.
All right, guys. Style File, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Yep. If you want to listen to me and Richard, Enterprise Show.
Hey, maybe
Monday
you can get me as a guest on Style File, eh?
Who? You?
Yeah.
There's no fashion sense at all. My God, it was such a waste of time to interview you. All right, if you want to follow us, Adeline CSK and Richard Bradbury.
Do you want to tell people about the prize?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, we're giving away 2 single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab, and I've been asking you the question, what is the name of the coding school that Josh founded? And the answer is...
Next Academy.
There you go.
That's right.
Josh, thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck. All right. That's it, folks. We're going to wrap up, and we'll speak to you very soon. Good night.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.